Hello, Lakers, and welcome back to another episode of I'm Doing Fine. This is Katie, pronouns she, her, hers, back again here with my fellow peer eds to talk with you guys today. And at this point in the semester, we are all probably settling into a routine, our classes, kind of getting comfortable in the newness of the semester, or maybe even the newness of college has sort of worn off. Maybe you're getting that halfway through the semester slump and you're slammed with homework, slammed with exams. But this week, we are kind of talking about roommate relationships and conflict resolution, as it is that point of the year where apartments and on-campus housing is coming up and you have to decide what you might want to do for living with next year. And to start off this podcast, we kind of wanted to start off on a lighter note and share our first experiences here living our first year at Grand Valley, whether it was our freshman year or some of us here are transfer students. And we just kind of want to talk about like what the community was like for us. So I will start off. For me, I lived in good old Niemeyer West, or if many of you know, the Honors College.
Represent.
I live in the four-person apartment, and I remember walking in there thinking, do I even live in a dorm? Like, this is legit. Like, there's a kitchen, there's two bathrooms. Like, I was very overwhelmed because I expected to live in, like, a traditional, like, you know, small little dorm. So I was very thoroughly, happily surprised, and I was very excited to be connected to the Honors College. It connected me with the community that I was starting off college with, so I can meet lots of people. And I did meet so many people through that and met some of my best friends. And it was just overall a really amazing experience for me. And I loved being next to the Blue Connection. Mm-hmm. Late night was our thing. The wings, boneless wings there. I will cover with that. Let's just say. And there were so many resources. And I love the community that was in South Campus, but I did not love that far walk to Mackinac and the gym if you are like me and want to go to the gym every day. Yeah.
I concur with the Niemeyer love. I am still in the Honors College, except I lived in Holton Hooker, which at first I was kind of disappointed about because I saw those cushy Niemeyer buildings and I wanted to have my own room and everything. But I was so happy with the living and learning community, even in Holton Hooker. Plus we had Einstein downstairs. But we had classrooms that we could do homework in after hours. It was just a really thriving community, especially because we already had in common, and it was a lot of fun. I remember the third floor was the wildest floor. Like, it was always loud and people were just talking, which is not expected from, I don't know, maybe it's not expected from the honors students, but it was still a lot of fun. And I'm so grateful for that community looking back now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it was funny because Katie was talking about how Niemeyer's a little bit bigger, but it's pretty far from Mackinac. My place that I lived freshman year was a little bit different. It's kind of the opposite. I lived in Copeland, which is in freshman land, as probably many of you know, and it's very small dorm rooms. Me and my roommate, we had a very small, like 150 square foot room that we had to share. But it was cool because even though it was very tight quarters, a lot of people didn't like being in their rooms. So because we were always in the hallway or like in the community rooms that they offered, I got to meet a lot of different people. And then also like everyone was coming from different places. So like the places that they lived and everyone had picked different majors. So it was cool getting to like learn about what paths like so many different people were going on. And actually, most of my friends that I have today are from my floor. So it was a good experience, even though it was a different one from Katie's in the way that we lived. But it was good. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I had an experience unlike my other fellow peer eds. I was and still am a transfer student. So this is my second year at Grand Valley. But when I came in, I had already done 2 years at a community college. So I was a little bit older. But I lived in Laker Village, but I still live in Laker Village. I'm a fan. But so with Laker Village, I really liked it because we did have our own apartment style and it was almost like a cute little townhouse with a front door. We hung signs on it and I loved my roommates and I still do. And the cool thing about that was I thought I was going to be really isolated, but honestly, like some of my best friends were in my backyard. Like we would walk and it was like five steps to their apartment, which was just really nice. But I really liked it because it was a non-traditional type of room, but like it was cool. I liked it a lot. So as a transfer student, I wanted to try and take in as much new information about the campus and different opportunities on the campus as much as possible. But one resource that I've recently learned about and wish I would have known about sooner was Student Ombud. So today we have a guest feature with Sakila Garrett, who is going to talk about Student Ombud, who she is, and what she does.
Hello, my name is Sakila Garrett, and I am the Student Ombud here at Grand Valley State University. I have been in this position since 2015. My previous responsibilities were in Housing and Residence Life as an assistant director. I have an extended Housing and Residence Life background, 20 years working in Housing and Residence Life as an assistant director, as a living center director, and as an RA. And so my job as Student Ombud is to be a neutral person at the institution to help bring some informal resolution to students and issues that they may have with faculty, staff, or other students at the university. Again, students can come to me with any issues or concerns that they have. It's really informal, it is confidential. So that's one of the things students don't realize is that they can meet with me confidentially. So anything that they say to me in my office is here between us and these four walls. And the only way that I will share that with anyone is if the student gives me permission to do so. So it's really important. I'm kind of like the liaison between the students and the university. So some things I've helped students with: how to have conversations with landlords, with roommates, with supervisors, conversations with faculty members, you know, when you're trying to figure out that grade in the classroom, or maybe the professor said something that you felt just wasn't right to you. How do you go about having that conversation? Or maybe you sent an email to your faculty member that maybe you thought was a good email, but then later after going over it, you discovered that it probably wasn't an appropriate email for you to send to your faculty member. And so I help you with having those conversations and how to come to some type of resolution. So do I have any recommendations for roommates at the beginning of the year in regard to rules, routines, or boundaries? And how do you maintain good relationships or repair them when conflict arises? So again, my background is in Housing and Residence Life. And one of the things I always talk to people about is to set up kind of a roommate contract. I feel that in all my time that I've worked with students in Housing and Residence Life, but also in this role, once you start out the year and you have a contract with each other where you talk about boundaries and you talk about, you know, can you use things? What's our cleaning schedule? Who does what? That's so helpful to talk about that at the beginning versus when problems arise. If you talk about it at the beginning and you set things up during what I call the honeymoon phase, it's always so much more helpful than to wait to when you have problems. And again, when you're setting up those boundaries, those rules, those routines, talk about it as if you don't know each other, as if this is a stranger to you, even though you just met. Sometimes people feel like, you know, I just met you, we have a kindred spirit, but that's the time when you start talking about those steadfast rules, routines, things like that. So if you say that's okay for them to borrow your clothes, when is it okay for them to borrow your clothes? How do they have to return your clothes? Do they have to wash them before they return them, or can they return them and you'll wash them? You know, do they have to ask permission first to borrow those clothes, or can they just take your clothes without asking? Again, do we clean once a week? Who does the dishes? What is that rotation like? Who takes out the trash? Writing down all of those things and getting that set is so important. The next thing to talk about is maintaining that good relationship or to repair them when conflict arises. Again, address conflicts as they happen. Don't wait until you get to the point of where you're going to blow up. The longer you wait, the worse it will get for you in addressing those concerns. There is a way to sit down and have a good conversation with each other and to talk about that. That's one of the things you want to talk about too. how would you like for me to address you when there are problems or concerns? You know, so you already know ahead of time how that conversation is going to go. And so it's so important to just make sure you talk about that stuff at the beginning so that you don't have to worry about it when there are issues that happen. And again, if you're the person that someone's bringing an issue or concern to, make sure that you keep that open mind and you open yourself up to what the other person has to say. You know, you never know when you're going to have an issue or concern with that other person too. So you want to make sure that you are treating them the way you want them to be treated when you bring forth an issue or a concern. What are some ways to stay comfortable in dorm life? So one thing is I don't like the term dorm. I feel like it just means it's like a drab place where there's no life happening. So I do like the term residence life because it does show that there is something happening there, that there is life, that you are doing things, that there are resident assistants in the area who are there to help you in the plan programming. And so some ways to stay comfortable in the residence halls is really to make it your space. So to have a nice comforter, to have the fluffy pillows, but also just making sure you and your roommate decide, how do we want to decorate the space? And decorate it like your space at home, without painting the walls, of course. But you want to make sure that you decorate your room how you have it at home, so that it's a comfortable space and that it's not a sterile environment, that you make it comfortable and cozy, and that you do invite people over to come to your space and have fun. Again, that's part of those rules and regulations that you'll talk about with your roommate. How often do you have guests over? When do you have guests over? If I have an 8 a.m. class, no, I don't want guests to come over at 9 o'clock at night to watch a movie. So again, that's part of the things that you talk about with your roommate. So again, making that space comfortable, looking like your room at home, make it comfortable, cozy, fluffy pillows, make it smell good. You know, you have plug-ins, you like those things, wallflowers, do that as well. So that's a great way to make it comfortable. And to also think about getting involved on campus. That can make your life on campus and off campus feel more comfortable. You're getting out, you're meeting more people. You're just not depending on your roommate to be your friend. You're making other friends across campus. So that's important, and that'll help, you know, encourage you to do more things on campus and to be comfortable in your living area. So thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate it. And if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at www.gbsu.edu/ombuds, or you can reach out to me at garrett@gbsu.edu. I really appreciate it.
I'm so happy that Tequila was able to talk about many things that is beneficial to students, like the resources that Student Ombuds provides, roommate boundaries, maintaining roommate relationships, and also how to feel more comfortable in residence life. We also wanted to touch on mental health and how you can have a discussion with your roommate or making it more a comfortable topic to discuss in your housing. With mental health, you can definitely check in with your roommate and they can check in with you, but it's important to establish a boundary of like how involved you guys want to be with your each other's lives. You don't need to tell your roommate everything, but definitely like being able to also have that resource of your roommate is helpful. And also if you notice that you and your roommate or just yourself is in need of mental health support in any way, the Counseling Center is another resource that you can use as well as the Student Ombuds resource. You can always come in or call to get more information about the resources the center offers. Or if there's ever a crisis, you can definitely come in and we can help you with mental health concerns.
Yeah, and Emily mentioned this, but with like your roommates, you're always there. Like at some point, like you guys are there at the same time and you might be the only person they see in a day that's a constant. So it's really important that you do check in on each other. And like Emma said, still have those boundaries. But if you notice, maybe you notice your roommate's not getting out of bed or just things just seem off, check in, and you guys are really there for each other, whether you have one or three roommates. It's just kind of like that one constant in your life. Even if you have different friend groups, like you guys are living together. So it's really important to establish that relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. With roommates, we also wanted to touch on the stress of housing assignments. It's that time of the year. Well, we are coming up on the holidays. We are also coming up on signing leases. Oh, yeah. Yay! And everyone is trying to figure out where they want to live next year, who they want to live with. I know Katie had mentioned earlier when we were talking about this podcast, emails beyond galore different places trying to get you to sign with them, and like the pressure of you have to sign now or you'll lose an opportunity. But it's just in everyone's best interest to like take the time to figure out who you want to live with, make sure you know who you're living with, looking for the best place, whether that be in distance to campus or cost, just making sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure you have a nice place to live.
Yeah, and I think it might catch you with the Instagram post saying like, oh, there's a deal here, sign now or you'll get the cheapest price. But like, ultimately, you'll figure it out, and whatever you do figure out will work out. And if it doesn't work out, it's only a year, and then you have another year after that, or maybe you'll find somewhere else. But kind of adding on to what Keegan was talking about, you might feel like pressure to maintain relationships with people who you might have already signed with or who you're thinking about signing with to be roommates. And I think it's really important also to remember that you don't have to be best friends with your roommates. Of course, you want to establish good relationships, a good routine, be friendly with your roommates and have a good connection to where it's not like very awkward, but it's also okay to meet your own groups, have your own clubs, your own friends, go home, even see your old friends. I think that's really important too, because college isn't just about your roommates and sticking with your roommates the whole time. You want to branch out and meet more people, talk to professors and stuff like that. And especially for those first year students, you might be feeling like, okay, you got randomly assigned to live in, I'll just say, Holton Hooker with two other people, and you might have reached out with them over the summer. And maybe you guys have a great relationship and you are really good friends, and that's awesome. But just remember that throughout the year, like, the culture shock of being in college and independence change, and you guys might have conflicting personalities, whether it be like your lifestyles, what you want to do on weekends, how you do homework. And it's just important that you establish a good relationship and a good foundation, but remember that it's okay to have your own set of friends as well.
Absolutely. That is so true. And even if you're not besties with your roommate, that doesn't exclude you from still having traditions and doing things together, having your own routine. You can be close with them while, like Katie said, still having your own life. So you can do things like cook dinner together or even just go and grab your mail together. You can find different ways to incorporate just spending time with that person, maybe even reestablishing boundaries if you need to, and just those daily routines. But with that, I think that that was a pretty awesome overview of living with others, whether it's your first year on campus or many years after. It's my fourth year, and I could still use all the advice in this podcast and know more about the ombuds. But with our talking about things we like to do with our roomies or friends, this is this week's peer picks, and that would be our favorite ways to spend time with others. So my favorite is definitely movie nights. It's even better when the other person has subscriptions that you don't already have. So get on your Hulu, Netflix, even just, I have YouTube nights with my friends because we're both very big fans of video essays, like social commentary, so that's fun. But another thing that's fun is dressing up and going out to dinner, even the dressed down version, Diet Coke runs, anyone?
Yeah, I have to agree with Bella. Those are exactly what I like to do too, is we have a lot of movie nights, me and my old roommates did, and then we also did a lot of Diet Coke runs right before McDonald's closes, because we were obsessed. But also, like, just sitting around and chit-chatting is also really fun. Like, in between, I know, like, when we needed a break from homework, we would always just, like, sit on the couch and chat. So those are my favorite ways to spend time with roommates and also friends.
Yeah, and to talk about my peer pick, as you might already know about me, I work at Starbucks, so of course my favorite thing to do with my friends is to go on coffee dates, and it doesn't have to be at Starbucks, although I am a little biased. I love going to like coffee shops and just like sitting and talking for hours. There are no better conversations than at a coffee shop. But I also love, similar to Bella and Emily, late night drives, even if it's just driving around nowhere and just talking. I feel like sometimes you just need to get out of your space and like listen to some music, crank it all the way up. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like a sucker for root beer floats at Culver's. So I would love to go and like get in the car with a friend and get some root beer floats and just drive around just talking about life, because life is stressful and sometimes you just need that to vent or like just to listen, be with your friends. That's not, you know, necessarily spending a ton of money. But yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite ways to spend time with friends are kind of similar with the coffee, but we're specific. We do Dunkin' trips. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Katie. But it's usually last minute, spur of the moment. Who's up for Dunkin'? And we are all in the car within 15 minutes, no matter what we look like. And we are on our way to Dunkin'. But another way I like to spend time with friends, we like to get study rooms at the library a lot of times, mm-hmm. with the intention of like using the full time to study. But a lot of times it's just to like catch up and, you know, maybe even gossip a little bit. But I think that's also just a way that we're able to, we usually do that like every Sunday. So we try and do some studying and talking and catching up. But yeah, I like to do that.
Well, speaking of studying, Lakers, we the peer-eds have to get back to our daily routine. But thank you so much for spending your time listening to this podcast with us. We're sorry if we made you thirsty, but we hope you still enjoyed it. So thanks, Lakers. Have a great day.